This is Representative Corey Mason's fourth attempt to bring the bill before the legislature. He reintroduced it again this year, just before Martin Luther King Jr. Day, calling it a chance to remind people how important civil rights protections are.
My hope is, by doing this around the Martin Luther King Day holiday, we might engender some appreciation about civil rights and how important it is to protect, to keep those rights that people before us fought so hard to pass down to their future generation.
U.S. Supreme Court rulings say that unless a state waives its sovereign immunity, it cannot be sued for damages. Mason says the bill would waive the state's immunity and restore rights to state and university workers. He says both Minnesota and Illinois have passed legislation like this. Chris Kaczynski is an assistant legal counsel with the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. He says people can turn to the EEOC for help with these issues, but the commission is only able to litigate a small number of the charges it receives. He says legislation like this could be helpful to people.
It could enable individuals, without having to depend on whether the government did so, it would enable individuals to go into court and assert their rights against state employers.
Representative Mason says both Democrats and Republicans have signed on to co-sponsor the bill since he began looking for supporters. Breanne Shasso, Wisconsin Public Radio News.